Hello and welcome to this Let's Talk. This is Nick Nam and I turned up again after a lapse of 3 or 4 months of that. I think that's a long time for giving presentation and Let's Talk. Now I'm gonna talk about a book that AJ introduced and talked about it that called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, who was a psychologist in Germany before World War II. He and his family were taken and they were put in concentration camps as prisoners. He suffered in camps. All his family were killed by the Nazis, but he survived. And then he wrote this book about this experience. In fact, this horrible experience during he was involved. The important difference and privilege that his book has is it's not just reviewing terrible experience, but also or even very, very important. More important is that how Viktor Frankl creates a meaningful life of his experience and then wrote a book about it. You have seen movies and you are familiar with a bad experience that a lot of people were taken and were killed by the Nazis. Maybe you feel that a person who has been as an evidence is traversing that whole his family and friend was killed by other human beings. Who was can't call human? I think we can't call human beings. So you expect that he mustn't have had good feeling about other people. He must have hated of people and must have been full of vengeance. But what happened for Frankl is opposite. He loved all human beings and tried to help them. In his book, Search for Meaning, he talks about two group of people that they're as a prisoner with him in concentration camps. One group that lost their hope, and also he talked about other people that survived because they didn't get disappointed. You see, in his book, he talks about two group of people that were involved by the Nazis. One group that lost their hope and gave up, and another that remained hopeful and survived finally. What is the difference? Do you know? Yes, clearly, it's because of something that known meaning. Imagine you have one child that's abused by his parents and treated badly, and another child with a similar situation, and they both grow up. One of them would become a vicious and addict or drinks beer, but another child would become helpful person that helps and covers other people or even heals the pain. You see, both of them have similar situation, have similar experience, trouble experience, bad experience, but their fate are different because their meaning for life is different. The first grow up with hate and another with likeness. with likeness. And generally, Frankie, in his book, he talked that don't aim at success. The more you focus on your goal, the more you're going to miss it. Let me give you an example. All of us are one goal, that's learning and speaking English perfectly. Imagine two group of students that are learning English and have bad and terrible experience about learning English. Maybe they have a bad teacher, maybe they have a bad school or bad method and bad textbook. One of them or some of the students said, I'm not good at English. English is very bad. They gave up and they didn't continue learning English. And another group. Another group says, it's not me. It's not because I am bad at English. It's not because English is bad, but it's because of method. It's because of school or teacher. So they different their way and try another method. So you see, they will be successful and they can learn English and speak very well. So don't focus on your goal. If you focus at your goal, your life will be more difficult to reach your goal. And then Frankie says happiness cannot be followed. You doesn't need to try to catch happiness. Instead, let happiness come to you because it's not the direct effect. He said that if you focus on something bigger than yourself and helping other people, happiness will come accidentally. It's important. What is important than experience, especially bad experience itself, is giving a good meaning to it. It's important. Meaning is more important. How you use of your bad experience. Let me give you another example. If you are a businessman and focus on getting more money and become more rich or richer, you become richer, you won't become happiness. But if you focus on helping other people, if you focus on having more customers and giving better service to other people, so you see, you will be rich and you will be happiness accidentally. So follow your conscience or conscience and morals, your feeling of goodness, and to happiness happen to you. Try to find a bigger meaning beyond yourself, with your English learning, with your career. I hope the best meaning for your life to be happiness and have a good time. Bye.